release the Savior gave me.
Amen.
Christ indeed has set me free.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
By 40. There you go. The one in the back of the this week's hymn. Amen.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What release?
Amen.
What release our Savior
Amen.
Gave us?
Amen.
Amen. Christ indeed has set Amen. Us free.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All the power of sin is broken.
Amen.
Amen.
All the thing is passed away.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the power of sin is broken.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
The Savior gave me, Christ indeed has set me free. All the power of sin is broken, all that sin is passed from me. Christ has made me more than conquer by his mighty victory. Now his resurrection power from my spirit strengthens me. From the law Christ has delivered, to its claims I'm ever dead. Nevermore the law shall bind me, but by grace I live instead. Christ has made me more than conqueror by his mighty victory. Now his resurrection power from my spirit strengthens me. Christ has sinned, condemned at Calvary, and his power done away. Now it has no ground within me. I am free from all its sway. Christ has made me more than conqueror by his mighty victory. Now his resurrection power from my spirit strengthens me. Death by death has been abolished. In her crowded life is shown. Death's enthralling bonds are broken. Resurrection life is known. Christ has made me more than conqueror by his mighty victory. Now his resurrection power from my spirit strengthens me. Christ is dead, has crushed the devil, world and demons by his might. From the power of darkness brought me to the realm of life and light. Christ has made me more than conqueror by his mighty victory. Now his resurrection power from my spirit strengthens me. Sufficient grace he giveth, with his power he covers me, makes me glory in my weakness, and in weakness strengthens me. Christ has made me more than conqueror by his mighty victory. Now his resurrection power from my spirit strengthens me.
Amen.
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 Amen. Lord Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus, your grace is all sufficient.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
His resurrection power.
Amen.
My spirit strengthens us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, Christ has made me more than conqueror by his mighty victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, this morning we are meeting your resurrection power.
Amen.
The form and spirit strengthens us.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, what release the Savior gave us.
Amen.
Christ indeed has set us free.
Amen.
All the power of sin is broken.
Okay.
Amen.
All death's sting is passed from me.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, from my spirit strengthens me.
Amen.
This morning we just simply exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for this automatic law of the spirit.
Amen.
Right.
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
God has made me more than
conqueror.
Amen.
By his mighty victory.
Amen.
Now his resurrection power.
Amen.
Touch the living one.
Amen.
We're so happy to be here this morning.
Amen.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's right.
Lord Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, this morning we'd like to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Oh, touch the living one in our mingled spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. How about we? What's
that? 508.
Too late.
Amen. 508.
Made free.
Amen.
Free in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. risen one.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now the law of sin and death is conquered.
Amen.
Life is
life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. From center to circumference.
Yeah. Amen.
He breaks the power of sin.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. He breaks the power of sin.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Free, made free, O captives.
Amen.
By the law of sin.
Amen.
The law of life and spirit will quicken you within.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the law of life in spirit.
Amen.
That quickens us within.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
The law of the spirit, his life shall now control.
Amen.
Amen.
Your body.
Amen.
The order of your soul.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
The spirit will quicken us within.
Amen.
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 How about we continue with 3:10?
This
week was all about the Emancipator,
right?
Amen. Our glorious Emancipator, setting us free from the bondage of sin.
Amen.
And this, I think, this song really exemplifies.
Right.
And let's just enjoy our
Amen.
Glorious Emancipator.
Amen.
As we sing the song.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bound by sin's galling fetters, chained like a slave, I struggled in vain. But I received a glorious freedom when Jesus broke my fetters in twain. Glorious freedom, wonderful freedom, no more in chains of sin I repine. Jesus the glorious Emancipator, now and forever he shall be mine. Freedom from all the carnal affections, freedom from envy, hatred, and strife, freedom from vain and worldly ambitions, freedom from all freedom, wonderful freedom, no more in chains of sin I repine. Jesus the glorious Emancipator, now and forever he shall be mine. Freedom from pride and all sinful follies, freedom from love and glitter of gold. Freedom from evil, temper and anger, glorious freedom, rapture untold. Glorious freedom, wonderful freedom, no more in chains of sin I repine. Jesus the glorious Emancipator, now and forever he shall be mine. Freedom from fear with all of its torments, freedom from care with all of its pain, freedom in Christ, my blessed Redeemer, he who has rent my fetters in twain. Glorious freedom, wonderful freedom, no more in chains of sin I repine. Jesus the glorious Emancipator, now and forever he shall be mine.
Glorious
freedom, wonderful freedom, no more in chains of sin I repine. Jesus the glorious Emancipator, now and forever he
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus, the glorious emancipator.
Amen.
Now and forever, he shall be mine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Once I was bound.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus broke my fetters in twain.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How about we sing this song again, and brothers standing first stanza, and then sisters can do second. But when we come to the fourth one, we'll all just stand together and sing.
Amen.
How about we enjoy this one again,
Amen.
Brothers?
Amen.
Amen.
Once I was bound by sin's galling fetters, chained like a slave, I struggled in vain. But I received the glorious freedom when Jesus broke my fetters in twain. Glorious freedom, wonderful freedom, no more in chains of sin I repine. Jesus, our glorious emancipator, now and forever, he shall be mine.
Freedom from all the kind of oppression, freedom from envy and strife, freedom from pain and grudging ambitions, freedom from all that set in my mind.
Glorious freedom,
wonderful, wonderful freedom.
No more,
no more in chains, love sin I repine.
Oh, he's our
Jesus, a glorious emancipator, now and forever, he shall be mine.
Freedom from pride and all sinful follies, freedom from love and glitter of gold, freedom from evil, temper and anger, glorious freedom, rapture untold. Glorious freedom, wonderful freedom, no more in chains of sin I repine. Jesus, the glorious emancipator, now and forever he shall be mine.
Together,
freedom from fear with all of its torments, freedom from care with all of its pain, freedom in Christ, my blessed Redeemer, he who has rent my fetters in twain. Jesus, a glorious emancipator, now and forever he shall be mine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful freedom, no more in chains of sin I repine. Jesus, a glorious emancipator, now and forever he shall be mine.
Now and forever
he shall be mine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah for now.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah now.
Amen.
Forever.
Amen.
He shall be mine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He shall be mine.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He shall be mine.
The Gloria Emancipator.
Amen.
Now and forever.
Amen.
He shall be mine.
Amen. Right. Right now.
Right now.
And forever.
Amen.
Oh, he shall be ours.
Amen.
Ours.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The glorious emancipator.
Amen.
Oh, forget about 5 minutes ago.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
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 Now.
Amen.
And forever.
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
Right. Oh, you're a glorious emancipator.
Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Lord, we just turn our whole being to you.
Amen.
Lord, we open to your flow.
Amen.
We open to the law of the Spirit of life,
Amen.
Which has freed me
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, we are free this morning.
Amen.
Free from the law of the Spirit of life.
Amen.
Oh, we are in this wonderful Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We can be free this morning.
Amen.
Enjoying you as our wonderful emancipator.
Amen.
We have freedom in Christ.
Amen.
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 We have freedom in Christ.
Amen.
Love you, emancipator.
Amen.
Amen.
We praise you as the one that is setting us free.
Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get into the verses for this week. I have mine on my phone. Maybe somebody can give me a copy real quick. So we've been in this portion of the ministry, and this is a line that we've been in for a while now. It's experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ.
Amen.
In different aspects. You know, we're taking different portions of the Word and just selecting nuggets out of those portions of the Word to see how we can experience, enjoy, and express Christ.
Amen.
So this week we came to Romans, right? Romans chapter 8 specifically on this matter of our glorious emancipator that we just sang about, right? He is our emancipator, freeing us.
Amen.
But it's not just him freeing us by like waving a magic wand and say, you're free from all your sin. Mm-hmm. He's freeing us by installing in us this innate law that is unique to his divine life.
Yeah.
His divine life triggers, activates this innate law in us that overcomes the law of sin and of death.
Amen.
And hopefully a lot can just share over all that they enjoy from this week. So just to kind of give you, because I see a few faces that I'm not familiar with. Maybe you're familiar with me. I don't know. You know, just to give you a kind of a breakdown, we will have some time to read over the verses together. So if you can look on with somebody, or I don't know if we have any extra copies, but if you can look on with somebody, that'd be great. And we'll read through the verses for the week. And then after that, maybe we'll spend just a moment to pray over one of the verses. And then we'll have one of the brothers give an opening word. Is that Esai is going to give an opening word. And then we're going to open it up for everyone to be able to share what they enjoyed from their enjoyment from this week. So how about we go ahead and take care of that. And after that, we'll have AJ will share a closing word. So how about we go ahead and read through the verses of the week. And then I'm going to just speak a little bit about this matter of After that, well, I'll speak a little bit about this matter of praying over the Word of God and also what it means to prophesy or to speak forth the enjoyment that you receive from the Lord this week. So let's go ahead and you can just stand up in small groups and we'll read through the verses in each day. So day one.
Amen.
For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. Unceasingly pray.
Amen.
Those who before you he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
Amen.
Out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
Amen.
The requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us,
Amen.
Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
for those who are according to the flesh, mind the things of the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mindset of the flesh is death, but the mindset of the Spirit is life and peace.
If you live according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. You have received the Spirit of sonship, in which we cry, Abba, Father.
Amen.
The Spirit Himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God.
Amen.
Who can be against us? Indeed, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall He not also with Him freely give us all things? Who is He who condemns? It is Christ Jesus who died, and rather who was raised, who is also at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us.
But in all these things, we more than conquer through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Okay. You know, typically we have a little time to pray over a verse or two. And just to kind of give you a little bit of background, you know, there's a few portions of the word where it tells us how to handle the word. You know, in Philippians, it tells us to sing the word. It says to sing and psalm with our hearts to the God, with our hearts to the Lord. But this is referring to our singing and psalming the word of God. You know, in the Old Testament, especially in Psalms 119, you could read there all of it. Like, that psalm is just wonderful about how to come to the word of God. We muse over the word of God. We long after it, after the word. Even more than our own nourishment, the psalmist says there. In many portions there in Psalm 19, it just talks about how we should just crave after the word of God. In 1 Peter, it talks about us longing after the word of God like milk, like the baby does for milk, right? The long after the word of God. In Ephesians, it kind of gives us a little portion there, and it talks about the function of the word of God. And the word of God there in Ephesians chapter 6 is likened to the sword. And I don't know if you remember this portion, but that is from the putting on the whole armor of God.
Right.
So it's not just an individual thing, it's a corporate thing. Together as the body of Christ, we put on the armor of God, and there's different parts of the armor. But specifically, it talks about the sword of the Spirit. And it says, and I'll read that portion, it says, and receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the word of God. But then it talks about how to receive the word of God. And it says, by means, this is the next verse, but the transition is a comma. That means it's a continuation of the sentence, by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit. Okay, so we can take God's word, which is the sword of, you know, the sword of the Spirit, but that word, this Bible by itself, is not the sword of the Spirit. In other words, if I, you know,
right,
this black and white letter is not the sword of the Spirit. It is the black and white letter that becomes spirit to us.
Yes.
And the way it becomes spirit to us is by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time, right, in spirit. So we can pray the word of God. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Actually, this is the best prayer book.
Amen.
So, you know, maybe we could take a very simple verse like Romans 8:2 on day one. Amen. Romans 8:2. And it just says, the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So what do you do with a verse like that? You praise the Lord.
Amen.
Maybe the first you see that verse, and the first thing that comes out is, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I've been freed in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for freeing me.
Amen.
And so that really is just praying back the Word of God.
Amen.
It's like the Word spoken to us, and by praying, we just pray back to Him, and that's our speaking back to the Lord, right?
Amen.
We're almost having a conversation with Him.
Yes.
So there's two verses there, Romans 8:2 and then Romans 8:16, and maybe we can just, whoever has the feeling to do it, you can just declare either a portion of the verse, or you can declare a quick prayer to the Lord based on those two verses, and we can just practice together praying over the Word of God.
Amen.
Okay? How about we practice? Romans 8:2 and Romans 8:16.
Amen.
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 Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Right. But with the Spirit of life, there's a law.
Amen.
For the law
Amen.
Of the Spirit of life.
Amen.
For the law of the Spirit of life.
Amen.
It's freed me.
Amen.
Amen.
Has freed me.
Amen.
Has freed me.
Has freed me.
Has freed me.
Amen.
Has freed me.
Amen.
Oh, has freed me.
Has freed me.
Amen.
Amen.
Has freed us.
Amen.
Works every time.
Amen.
Is a living person.
Amen.
He has freed me.
Amen.
Amen.
Freed me in Christ Jesus.
Freed me in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Father, thank you for the Spirit that gives life.
Amen.
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 Amen. Freed us in Christ
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
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 In Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. We're freed from the law of sin and of death.
Amen.
Frees us from the law of sin and of death.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
You have freed us from the law of sin and of death.
Amen.
From the law of sin and death.
Amen. Oh, and this Spirit Himself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Witnesses.
Witnesses.
With our spirit.
Amen. That we are children of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We've been made children of God.
Amen. Amen.
Children of God.
Amen. We are.
Amen. Oh, we are.
Amen.
Children of God.
Amen.
Amen. Children of God.
Spirit witnesses with our spirit.
Yes. Amen.
Children of God.
Amen.
We are children of God.
Amen.
Amen. We are children of God.
Amen.
We are children of God. We are children of God.
Amen.
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 Excuse me, I should have done this earlier. Well, praise the Lord. I'd like to just give an opening word of maybe 5 to 7 minutes regarding this week's subject. And for all those who are either new among us or mainly new. We are reading from a book that we've been following, and the title of this is Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ.
Amen.
And as Christians, as members of the body of Christ, we praise the Lord that He has saved us eternally. However, there is more to this salvation. And this salvation is to accomplish God's eternal purpose.
Amen.
God has a purpose. He has a plan, an economy in which He is only wanting to do from this week's ministry. He wants to make sinners into sons of God. And he wants to make the sons of God members of the body of Christ. The question is, how does he go from a son to a member? There is a need to be constituted with this Christ. There is a need for this Christ to be conformed in us. And so we're going to touch, again, we're going to touch some, this chapter, Romans 8. It is a profound chapter. It is a deep chapter. And it's a very subjective chapter. However, it's also very experiential. And with that said, we don't want to just experience Christ in our spirit, but we also want to be brought even further. And that is what? Enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
So with that said, I'm going to go through the outline and hopefully in a brief way. And then I'll give a little word regarding our practice of prophesying in a brief way. Okay. Mm-hmm. And in Roman numeral 1, well, the title, how about we all read it together?
Christ as the emancipator, as the one who makes us more than conquerors.
Amen. So in this chapter, in this title, two key words that we need to pick up is the word Christ is our emancipator, and he is the one that's able to make us more than conqueror. And two key verses here is Romans 8:2. Romans 8:2 tells us, right, for the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. And, you know, this word emancipator, I'm just going to read you something here. Basically, it's to be made free.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. However, we're going to see that there is a need to be made free, but then there's also the need to be constrained. Oh. How does that work?
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Okay. And I hope that through all the speaking, we can pick up these things. There is a need to be made free from something, but there's also the need to be constrained by the love of God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with that said, in... the background of this chapter in Romans 8, we have to see that in Romans, the previous chapter, chapter 7, verse 22, we see that there was Paul in his experience. He had come to this realization that he was not able to be free from a law that was operating in his body. And that law, that that sense of even bondage, is something that the Bible calls the law of sin and of death.
Yeah.
So Paul was trying his best to overcome that, all the temptations, all the death, all the things that came from this sense of that he had from within, and he then came to this conclusion. He came to this realization. Wretched man that I am. And then he asked the question, who can free me from this? Who can free me from the law of sin and of death? Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's Romans 8. And in Romans 8, we see that Christ is the is our emancipator.
Amen.
And that's where Romans 8:1, I love that verse. It's hard for me to separate Romans 8:2 from 8:1, for now there is no condemnation.
Amen.
To those who are what?
In Christ Jesus.
For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. So Paul had a great discovery. He had even a great discovery, and I would say today, in our experience, this is a great recovery. A great recovery that there is such a thing called the law of the Spirit of life. And it's not only outside of us, but now it has been installed in us.
Amen.
To all who have believed in the Lord Jesus, this law of the Spirit of life has now
been installed in us. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Going through the Roman numeral, we have to ask ourselves, how did this happen? Yeah. How did the law of the Spirit of life get installed in us? Right. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. The triune God went through a process. Mm. He took on humanity. He got incarnated, became, had a human living, died on the cross, resurrected and ascended to be at the right hand of God. But then he was poured out as the Spirit. But he was poured out as the Spirit for a purpose. And that is to what? Regenerate us.
Amen.
In a sense, you can even say to install himself in us.
Yeah,
amen. So that now this Spirit, who is the law of the Spirit of life, is now in us. Amen. Guess what got installed? A switch. A switch got installed in our being. That means that this very Christ is now the law, the Spirit of life, is now in us, operating within us. To what? To work himself into us. So with that said, we have to see in letter D, it says the law of the Spirit of life, you can read with me. Yeah. The law of the Spirit of life is the spontaneous power of the divine life. It is the natural characteristic and the innate automatic function of the divine life. Let's continue reading with letter E.
While we remain in touch with the Lord, staying in contact with the Lord, the law of the Spirit of life works automatically, spontaneously, and effortlessly.
Amen. I really love this last part. It says, the law of the Spirit of life works automatically, spontaneously, and effortlessly. And it works to what? Yeah. So that we would cease from our own struggling and striving.
Amen.
I rather cease from our own struggling and striving. And I'm going to jump to under letter E, point two, to cooperate. So there's a need to cease from our efforts, and there's a need to cooperate.
Wow.
And how about we read number two together?
We need to cooperate with the indwelling, installed, automatic, and interoperating God by prayer and by having a spirit of dependence, thus maintaining our fellowship with the Lord of life and the Lord of work.
Praise the Lord. So there is a need for us to cooperate. And we cooperate with the law of the Spirit of life, the inner operating of the triune God in our spirit for a purpose. And that is in letter F. How about we read that together?
The whole key to our living and serving in the body of Christ is the law of the Spirit of life, which operates within us.
Amen. I love this point because you may be asking, who's taking the lead in this meeting? Uh-huh. Actually, it is the inner operating law of the Spirit of life operating in all the members.
Yes.
To what? To bring forth Christ.
Amen.
To speak forth Christ.
Amen.
To have a display of this rich Christ.
Yes.
So I appreciate so much the meetings of the church because they release the life that's been operating in all the members.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, the other thing too that is important from this week is that, and it's in letter G. How about we read that together?
Yeah.
We can cooperate with the inner operating triune God as the law of the Spirit of life by switching on this law in the following ways.
And I'm going to read these. You can follow me. And number one, we need to walk according to the Spirit.
Amen.
What does it mean to walk? It means to live.
Amen.
Right? To walk is to live. How do I know that I'm alive? I'm walking. So to walk is to live.
Amen.
But it's not just any walk. It's a walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
Number two, we can mind the things of the Spirit.
Amen.
How do we mind the things of the Spirit? We set our mind on our spirit.
Amen.
That means we need to pay attention to our spirit,
right?
Number three, we can put to death by the Spirit the practices of our body. You have a problem with, you know, the flesh? Hallelujah. By the Spirit, we can put to death the practices of the body. Number four, We can be led by the Spirit as the sons of God. Amen. You know, here it's not to be led like, oh Lord, lead me in the future. Yeah. No, this leading is leading us by showing us there's an inner anointing. The Spirit within us is moving and working.
Amen.
And He's only bringing us to a realization. You're a child of God.
Amen.
You are a son of God.
Amen.
That is the leading of the Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Right? And you know, the next one is number 5. We can cry to the Father in the spirit of sonship. I really enjoyed this a lot because on the one hand, there is a witnessing. The Spirit witnesses with what?
Our spirit.
That we are what?
Children of God.
So as children of God, what do your child does, all the saints, Alex, what does Samuel do when he wants something? Let's say he's hungry.
Daddy.
What does he say? He starts crying.
Yes.
Guess what? We can cry, Abba, Father.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
There's a response within. We just cry, Abba, Father.
Amen.
And number 6, we can what?
Groan.
Groan in the inner spirit for our full sonship, which is the redemption of our body. And there's a lot to say here, but Roman numeral 2 goes on. We can experience, enjoy, and express Christ as the one who makes us more than conquerors. And I wish I could develop more this point, but the key verse is in letter B. I'm sorry, it's actually verse 37. It says, but in all these things, we more than conquer through Him who loved us.
Amen.
And there is a relationship between conquering and His love. And what I appreciate from this week's ministry, just to end here, is that you can actually read with me. It's in letter F. In all the sufferings,
we more than conquer through Christ who loved us.
Amen.
And I appreciate that because the Lord today, on the one hand, He's in the right hand of God interceding for us. But as the Spirit, He is in our spirit also interceding for us.
Amen.
So is there 2 intercessions going on? No. There's just one. But probably the Spirit within our spirit is interceding in us for one main thing, to conform us to the image of His Son.
Amen.
To conform us to the image of the firstborn Son of God.
Amen.
And guess what? Then Christ, in His heavenly ministry at the right hand of God, He will complete that prayer,
Amen.
That sense within, to conform us to His image.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Who can separate us from the love of God?
Amen.
No suffering can separate us from the love of God because He is working in us. He has installed Himself in us to accomplish His purpose.
Amen.
So with that said, maybe Ziggy can help me with prophesying.
Okay.
Amen.
Sorry, we're a little short-handed this morning. As you can tell, some of the other helping brothers are not here.
Right.
They're at the International Conference for Leading Ones and Responsible Brothers. So it's just us trying to figure this out. So have some mercy on us. So, you know, at this time, we're going to open it up for everyone to be able to share something. And this is the part of the meeting where, you know, Isai gave us a really good opening word, and I do believe the Lord was speaking in his opening word.
Amen.
But the Lord also speaks through all the members.
Yes.
And that's actually a sign of the body of Christ.
Right.
When we come together, we come together as His body, and we come together in mutuality. That doesn't mean there's no leadership, but it means that we all have a function.
Yeah.
And we can come together and exercise our function. And our main function as members of the body of Christ is to speak forth our enjoyment of the Lord.
Amen.
And actually, just by speaking what the Lord has spoken to you during the week, do you know what that does? That edifies one another. That edifies all the other members of the body. It speaks building up.
Yeah.
It builds up the body of Christ. And, you know, there's not a lot of portions in the Word that actually show us how we should come together and meet. You know, it exhorts us to come together.
Right.
And it tells us to remember the Lord during the Lord's table, you know, and do this in remembrance of me. And we're going to do that this evening. We're going to have the Lord's table to remember the Lord. But there's not a lot of portions of the word that really tell us what we should do when we come together. We break bread together. We enjoy one another. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it does tell us, it gives us some keys as to what we should do together. And I won't read the whole chapter. I'm just going to read three verses. It says, and this is in the context of our coming together and some coming among us, because in verse 23 it says, if therefore the whole church comes together in one place. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're coming together in one place. Yeah. And then verse 24 continues, but if all, because it talks about what we should do together, and if someone comes among us, it says, if all prophesy and some unbeliever or unlearned person enters, he is convicted by all and he is examined by all.
Yes.
And then it says, I'm going to jump to 26. What then, brothers, whenever you come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. And then it says, let all things be done for building up. So when we speak for the Lord, when we speak, you know, our enjoyment that we've gotten from the week, what happens is the Lord gave us something. Yeah. That whatever he gave us during the week becomes something of Christ in us.
Yeah.
When we speak it out, that also becomes something of Christ that's spoken out of us that can touch others in their heart,
right.
Convict them, encourage them, yeah. strengthen them. You might think, I have nothing to share.
Yeah.
But you share your little portion,
yeah.
and it may only affect one person.
Yeah.
But
each
guess what?
Each one has.
That one little portion may strengthen another member of the body of Christ.
Yes. Amen.
Guess what you just did? You built up the body of Christ.
Amen.
So, you know, for our purposes, and even the reason why we meet like this, looking at one another, is for that. It's for the mutuality of the body to be able to share our enjoyment and to build up one another with the portions of Christ that he gave us during the week. So we will have, Andrew, is that going to be you?
No.
Taewon? Okay. Oh, see, he's already we already have a brother on the piano. We've tried to limit it for 2 minutes just so more people have a chance to share. And so when you hear that ding, doesn't mean you have to stop immediately. It just means kind of wrap up your thought and your sharing. That way it gives others the opportunity to share. So you can share from anything you enjoyed, whether it was from the morning revival that we've been in or any other portion that the Lord has given you this week.
Amen.
So who would like to be the first to build up the body of Christ with their sharing? All right, Sister Mary.
Amen. Lord Jesus, it's really something that nothing can separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what it is, excuse me, any kind of suffering, any kind of illness, the weather, the stuff in the air, the stuff in our personal universe, the stuff in the whole world situation, no matter where in the world it is. Nothing can separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I like where it says, Roman numeral 2c, God freely gives us all things with Christ. Everything, every person, and every situation are ours. The ones who love him for our perfecting, every situation, even things we may not think has any connection. Today I ran the Austin Statesman Cap 10K. Okay, the starting temperature was 44 degrees, but with the wind chill, it was 33 degrees. Yeah, it was fairly windy. And all that, but I finished it in 48 minutes and 16 seconds.
All right.
And I participated in the post-race activity after, but I still made it to the meeting and on time and all that. So everything the Lord has arranged for us. And yeah, this is my finisher's medal.
All right.
And yeah, my face may be a little red, but I don't care. So, because I don't, because I finished the race. So anyone who wants to say about anything about that, well, I finished the race. That's what I'm going to say.
And you're here.
What?
And you're here.
Yeah, and I'm here.
But that encouraged me. I read this verse
So that's part of the old thing, but the whole purpose, eventually we can be conformed. In Romans, you know, 8:28-32 mentions the whole thing, that all things also work together so we can be conformed to the image of his firstborn son. And the good thing is also it says when he gave us all things, he gave us all things with Christ.
Amen. Amen.
So that's very important. So as long as Christ is in there, the things I don't like, people I don't like, but the Lord gave to us, you know? But with Christ. So and anyway, actually the verse is also referred to 1 Corinthians there too, it mentioned about the all things. 1 Corinthians also mentioned the all things. But there they were talking about, they mostly referred to the people, because they were talking about some, you know, like Paul, some like Apollo, whatever. But Paul said, all things are yours. All the people are yours. You know, the people you don't like, but they're yours. You know? Amen. So hallelujah for all things he has freely given to us with Christ.
Amen.
I really enjoyed singing to the Lord this week in day six, that verse. Make me an overcomer. Make me one who will end this age. Make me an overcomer. Live in me and have your way. Amen. Christ is the overcomer, and I know that he's living in me. And through him, we more than conquer with his blood and our testimony.
Amen.
And the thing that I really, really, really been enjoying was on day one, you know, this part about we conquer, but it's in our spirit and with Christ and in Christ. Absolutely, it's not, we can't do it. We absolutely have no ability to do this. So we have to spend time with the Lord. We all have to contact the Lord, to fellowship with him, to touch him. So we have to touch him. I don't just read a morning revival or do something I'm supposed to do or read a message. I have to fellowship with him and I have to touch him. And it was really touching me that said at some point in the past, we touched him in maybe an accidental way, you know, like when you were a new Christian. Still, we touched him and something happened. Through the centuries, Christians who have experienced these things have encouraged us to have a time with God. The more you're in touch with the Lord without asking him to do something for you, without deciding to do something for him, without attempting to please him, there will be a kind of automatic working. And this is what it's talking about. You know, the negative things get reduced. He gets added to us. There's an automatic healing. This is the genuine help, and the real help is to get in touch with the Lord.
Hey. That's right.
And I remember brother, one of a dear brother who's not with us anymore, Don Looper, he said, you know, I think his answer to everyone is, how is your time with the Lord?
Yeah.
I absolutely heard the words, but I didn't get the, I didn't get the reality. And I just, it's just so precious to have it, that we have time. The Lord still gave us time on the earth to find him, to know him, to fellowship with him. Do not despise the day of small things. I keep saying it over. This is daily. This is not little. This is the only thing. Okay? Anyway, I just, the ministry is a treasure. And this week, real quick, I was texting my co-workers. I texted them. I texted them the song, Nothing's Quite So Precious as Jesus in My Spirit. And they're really open to me. And this week when I was talking to them, texting with them, the Lord stopped me three times. I told her just like about what I was, you know, nothing. It was nothing bad, but anyway, the Lord is doing stuff. But he's only doing things if we let him in. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just a performance. Otherwise, it's just a duty and a... Yeah, we're not. It's not the Lord. Anyway, he is living in us. Amen.
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 Thank you. And I both, when you were speaking, went, there it is.
That's our part. So let's do it.
I'll try to keep it under two. This day of the week stood out to me, and I could probably stay on this day for the year, because of the fact of how important it's been for me to have time with the Lord and not asking him for things. And it's really, really hard. Could you imagine going out with your good friend and every single time asking them for something? Or the reverse, they're always asking you for something. That's not a relationship. That's a demand that puts a demand on you. And then it becomes more of like a constantly caring for. And the Lord wants mutuality, right?
Yes.
And I have been realizing this as I have been consecrating a few things. Each year I give him something new to see how it works out in me. And I realized as soon as I started consecrating these few things to the Lord this year, I was like, okay, I'm going to go do something. And it was like I kept failing every time, and I was so disappointed. And I was like, what is wrong? I've consecrated this to you, and nothing's changing. And then it's like little words that the Lord would speak to me. It was like, well, I'm not wanting you to do anything because you're still doing something in your flesh. And so I really appreciate it. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me.
Amen.
I don't have to do. I don't have to do anything.
Amen.
Which is kind of hard because in our human life, we still have to wake up, go to our jobs, take care of our kids. So there's a doing, but it's allowing the Lord, it's just allowing yourself to be with Him and have a relationship with Him. And that's really hard. It's really hard to learn how to have a relationship with the Lord without asking Him for things.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to know us, and He just wants us to know Him.
Amen.
I could just say amen to both of these. They opened up, what they just shared opened up Romans for the law, Romans 8 and 8, 2 and 16. I've always just read those, but never really, they weren't real to me. But the way that Cheryl and Christy explained those really made those verses real to me. I really appreciate the function of the body. This last couple of messages that we've had have really shown me how much I depend on the body line. And I don't realize that I do, but I really do. So saints, thank you again for always speaking such truth and love to us.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
We need to hear it.
Amen.
You may think you don't have a portion, but you do.
Amen.
Just sometimes seeing someone stand up, that just seeing that person stand up,
Amen.
It feeds me.
Amen.
It does. Because I know what they're going through, and they know what I'm going through. And even if I don't know what they're going through, saints, I exhort you, please stand up, because your portion, we need it.
Amen.
Enjoy it. Amen.
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 Another part I wanted to share was that my experience in learning to live more in my spirit has been that I feel like the Lord is like this steady line, and a lot of times I'm falling beneath that line in my mind in different circumstances, but when I'm able to turn back to my spirit, I can see that everything's okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord brings peace and love and joy, and then when I turn back, it's like, it really is that everything's already been completed and accomplished in our spirit.
Amen.
Amen. That was a small point, but I really enjoyed it. One of the ways to experience freeing from the law of sin and death is being led by the Spirit.
Yes.
And it didn't say the Spirit is leading you. Being led.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I realized this week, I am not free from the Spirit, you know.
No.
Mm-hmm. How are touching well, you're not being led, you know. And the thing is, you don't fight being led with being free.
Yeah.
You know, if you're led somewhere, you're like, oh, you know.
Right.
Like, I like to be the one driving, because then I have the freedom to enjoy my, you know.
Right.
Anyway, but when you're led, that is when the Spirit is operating, when you allow the Lord to work in you.
Amen.
I just want to read from the outline. To be led by the Spirit is to take care of the inner anointing,
Amen.
The moving and working of the indwelling compound Spirit.
Amen.
Here's the freedom part. To be led by the Spirit is to care for the rest in our spirit,
Amen.
Being led as a captive in Christ's triumphal procession.
Amen.
It's a law. Anybody who is being stopped by a police officer doesn't go, yay, how you doing? No. Because we know the law is coming. And we have this sense that the law is oppressive. But the law of the Spirit of life has set me free. End of it, right? Period. No.
No.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's the law. In Christ Jesus. There's no setting free according to our human concept of being set free.
Mm-hmm.
We have been set free from the law of sin and death, but we have become slaves to Christ. So the thought of emancipated, no. Because God has a purpose. God has something he wants to accomplish. And he has set us free from the law of sin and death so that through us he accomplishes what he desires.
Amen.
This week on day one, I was reading, but I also read this wonderful book by Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. And in it, I came across a little short sentence. Is Jesus Christ seeing the travail of his soul in us? Is Jesus seeing the travail of his soul, not our soul, his soul in us? When we think about, well, we do this, God has done this for us, whatever, but how many of us are concentrating, are given to the travail of his soul? What does he want? What is he suffering for?
Mm-hmm.
How does that impact our own heart? Are we given to that? Are we completely and utterly given to the Lord's desire, his heart, what he wants? That is where we are now slaves to him, to serve him. How can we serve him if we don't have his heart as our first need to care for? And this, when we go back to what Brother Isaiah was talking about, it's all about being one with him, being one with God.
Yes.
This is what our Christian life and living is, or should be, being one with God.
Mm-hmm.
In all things,
Amen.
At all times. Yeah. Saints, this is what we need to pursue. This is the reality of our stretching forward, forgetting that which is behind, stretching forward to oneness with God,
Amen.
Travailing
Amen.
With what he cares about.
Amen.
This becomes our only need, our only view.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord, gain us in such a way.
Amen.
Not just by our speaking or our reading or our Lord, but our being.
Amen.
Be utterly and completely and absolutely for you.
Amen.
And you alone, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, this is the church.
Amen.
This is the reality of the church. Gain us, Lord, in such a way.
Amen.
Lord. Gain our whole being.
Amen.
Gain our being to live in this wonderful law.
Amen.
Roman number 1F says, the whole key to our living
right.
and our serving in the body of Christ is the law of the Spirit of life.
Amen.
Which operates within us.
Yes.
And this is the key to our living.
Right.
This is the key to our serving.
Amen.
Hallelujah, we have the key.
Amen. Amen.
And it's not only the key, actually, it is the center of the universe.
Mm.
Because Zechariah 12:1 says, the heavens are for the earth, and the earth is for men. And man was created by God with the Spirit.
Yes.
That he may contact God, receive God, worship God, live God, fulfill God's purpose for man, and be one with God.
Amen.
So without knowing this Spirit, without knowing the law of the Spirit of life, it is impossible for us to fulfill God's purpose.
Amen.
And but the one thing that Speaking Brother said really struck me, that actually Romans 8 is not for every Christian. It's only for desperate seekers.
Amen.
We can see this in the previous chapter in Romans 7,
yeah.
because Paul was desperately trying to fulfill the law.
Right. Yeah.
But at some point, he realized how wretched man
that,
he was.
Right. Yeah. Right.
He just realized, wretched man that I am.
Yes.
So out of the failure, actually, that produced desperation.
Yes.
And that desperation can lead us to the Romans 8.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
So may the Lord make us desperate.
Desperate.
Amen. Desperate to contact God,
amen,
receive God, to be one with God in our spirit.
Amen.
So we can live in this the law of the spirit of life to fulfill God's purpose.
Amen.
You know, actually, I have been ready since last night. 2 months ago, we were in Anaheim for the first conference.
Okay.
We touched the kernel of the entire Bible, Romans 5, 6, 7, 8. So you mentioned the 7 too. So you look at the sequence, Romans 5 to 6, we are in this divine transfer from Adam into Christ.
Yes.
And then 7 and 8, you look at the whole chapter of Romans 7, a lot of negative things happen. Maybe only one verse is good, but you see the flesh. I mean, we all understand what the flesh is, okay?
That's
but then there's a help in verse 8, which is the kernel of the kernel of the entire Bible.
Yeah.
Focus on Romans 8. You know what's in Romans 8? We see the mingled spirit, the spirit. And you look at the subject or the title of Romans 8, freedom. Freedom what? In the spirit.
Amen.
By the indwelling Christ. Let me repeat that again. Freedom in the spirit.
Amen.
By the indwelling Christ. Pay attention to our indwelling Christ in the mingled spirit.
Amen.
You know, God went through all the process at the same time. I don't want to waste the time. But then it came and into us and we created as a receiver and he came dwelling in us. But there's a problem. We need to what? Cooperate with him. That's where the day 3 and 4, all the 7 items come in. We walk according to the spirit. What? Romans 8, 6, very wonderful. We need what? Set our mind, things of the spirit, we are God. Because God works us according to the law of the spirit of life. And read this, is what? It works automatically, spontaneously, and effortlessly.
Amen.
The electricity already is installed in this building.
Yeah.
We don't have to go to a power plant and turn on the big
right.
switch. No.
That's
you know what? Just switch on.
That's right.
You come into this room, just switch
oh,
on.
Amen.
You know what we need to do every day? We need to turn to him
Amen.
As by switching
Amen.
On.
Amen.
So all the 7 items mentioned in day 3 and 4 help us to cooperate with this moving and living Christ.
Amen.
It's wonderful. And he can operate this law of the spirit of life within us. And as a result, we've been corporately become the member of the body for the corporate expression.
Amen.
That's in Romans chapter 12. Of course, there are 16 chapters. I just feel, since it's not a small thing, we need to be reminded. We need to contact the Lord moment by moment and day by day.
Amen.
Are you struggling? Are you having a bad day? Turn to him.
Amen.
Oh, freedom in the spirit.
Amen.
By the indwelling Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I believe in this meeting we have a lot of people that are desperate. This meeting is making us desperate because in order to enter into Romans 8, we have to be desperate.
Yes.
Yes.
What I enjoy in this matter is in day 3, 4 in the outline.
Yes.
We can cooperate with the inner operating God
yes.
as the law of the spirit of life by how? Switching on.
Yes.
What's switching on?
Switching
it's
on.
Being desperate.
Amen.
Calling, crying, oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus.
And we have to learn when we live our normal human life. We have to live in the divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
We have to be desperate.
Amen. Yes.
Calling.
Amen.
What I enjoyed is in the perfecting training, chapter 38, Brother Lee touches this matter. And just a small portion I'd like to read. Practice being in the spirit. In the same principle, the way to be in the spirit is to set your mind on the spirit,
Amen.
Making your mind one with the spirit.
Amen.
Then you are in spirit. When you are in spirit, you're spiritual.
Right.
So when you're in the flesh, you're fleshy. So how can the mind of the spirit be the setting of the mind of the spirit? It's when we call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
When we pray, read the word.
Yes.
When we fellowship with the saints.
Amen.
When we attend the meetings. When we read the ministry, we get more color added to us.
Amen.
setting the mind, minding the things of the Spirit, we begin to add more calling, by fellowshipping, by being in the Word. Our minding becomes setting, right? The more green, anyway, when we have to do these things again and again, but after some practice, it becomes not a matter of activity, but a matter of law. The point here is, you get used to the things in which you practice. Then, the activity becomes the principle. The principle is, we need to live our normal human life in the divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
The key is to be desperate.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
As we walk according to the Spirit, surely we would spontaneously set our mind on the Spirit.
Amen.
We would think about Him. We would meditate. We would muse upon spiritual things. We have the best help to set our mind on the Spirit. That is the Bible.
Amen.
And the best means to pray, read. Whenever we pray, read the Bible, our mind is set on the Spirit. It spontaneously puts everything to death and all this. Sometimes it's just like, you know, I'm desperate, I'm going through my life, and the Lord is just putting one thing, you know, He's taking care of everything, and He kind of like, He's putting the next thing again and again in front of me. And it goes and goes like this for days and days sometimes. And then I have these spaces where, you know, all the things, and I'm taking care of all the things, and now I have a few minutes or an hour or something, and like, okay, so I guess it's time for me to figure out what I want to do to kind of, what's that going to be, you know? And I was talking to Charlie, my little nephew, yesterday, like, I'm not sure what that is anymore. And I went and I was like walking around my house and in my room. I tried to put on a basketball game. And anyway, I started thinking about it. And I thought, you know, this is this Bible thing, just going back to the Bible, has kind of become kind of the center, the grounding. I did not know I was going to say any of these things. I talked way more than I meant to. Praise the Lord, saints.
I'll go after you.
Oh, we are qualified.
Amen.
Who is he who condemns?
Who?
Actually, who is it? It's the accuser.
Yeah.
We are qualified.
Amen.
Because it's Christ Jesus who died.
Amen.
Rather, who was raised.
Right.
And he's at the right hand of God.
Amen.
Interceding for us.
Amen.
Who can separate us.
Amen.
From the love of God.
Amen.
I just appreciate so much. Romans 8 is such, it's like the best. It's the best. Romans 8 is so good. Because Paul is stuck in Romans 7. It's like, oh no, I'm terrible.
Yeah.
And we're all there.
Mm-hmm.
But Romans, the first couple of verses, there is therefore now. No condemnation.
Amen.
Why? It's Christ Jesus who died.
Amen.
Rather, who was raised.
Amen.
So praise the Lord, we don't have to wait.
Amen.
We are qualified.
Amen.
To walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
I don't care how terrible you are.
Yeah.
We're all terrible.
We are.
But we can call on the Lord.
Amen.
If you find yourself in the drive-in, drive out.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 So the law of the Spirit of life, living Christ is for us.
Amen.
Hearing about the law of the Spirit of life so much over the years, and you just feel like, oh man, that sounds awesome. You know, I want that. Well, praise the Lord, we can cooperate. And we can
Amen.
Cooperate how? By switching on.
Amen.
I realized this is what we need to, like, in a sense, get good at. We
yes,
get good
right.
at switching
right.
on.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I was thinking of was, like, you know those indoor skydiving places? You know, if you go in there and you just kind of fall over, you'll just hit the floor if you're not switched on. But if you switch on and the air is going, then you do the same thing and you just go up in the air, you know? But the key is switching on. And so, anyway, thank the Lord. We can cooperate. We can cooperate by walking by the Spirit, by setting our mind on the things of the Spirit. And this is so much related to the body of Christ. You know, Romans 8, you have the law of the Spirit of life. And Romans 9 through 11, you have kind of the parentheses. And then Romans 12, you have the body of Christ. So our enjoyment of the law of the Spirit of life ushers us into the reality of the body of Christ. This really touched me just to see how related the body of Christ and the law of the Spirit of life is. You know, to live in the body is not about being an extrovert. It's not about being a people person. It's not about having a freed up schedule. It's about our enjoyment of the law of the Spirit of life. Because this is the whole key for our living and our serving in the body. Amen.
I enjoy the law of the Spirit of life this week.
Amen.
Every life has a law, and this law carries out its functions automatically and spontaneously, effortlessly. Within us, we have the highest life, the divine life. And this life has been installed in us as the law of the Spirit of the life. If we want this law to operate in us, all we need to do is simply live by this life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. One day this week, I woke up feeling pretty good. I had this thought, I want to live today with more life and vitality. But later that day, it suddenly started pouring rain. So I had to walk to campus carrying heavy stuff, and I got completely soaked. So I feel so hard, and I feel so down. So by the time, that's when I realized just how weak I am. And my natural human life is so easily affected by small things. But in that moment, I remember that even though I am weak, the Lord is within me. I turned my heart to the Lord. I began to softly call on His name. And I could feel something being revived from deep within.
Amen.
That depressed feeling could touch me anymore. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Christ is our emancipator.
Amen.
For the law of the Spirit of the life has freed us in Christ Jesus from the law of the Spirit from the law of sin of death.
Amen.
Thank God the law of the Spirit of the life has been installed in us. I just want to simply contact the Lord again and again and remain in that contact with Him day by day.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Spirit is operating within our spirit.
Amen.
Oh, we can speak forth Christ.
Amen.
Oh, to edify the body of Christ.
Amen.
Oh, that one another we could be in Christ.
Amen.
On Saturday, my husband and I were having our talks, and he looked at me and he said, "Do you sense a feeling of?" He didn't say feeling. Do you sense the urgency? Is there a desperate need within your being that Christ has a need? And I'm like, no, not really. I'm really comfortable. I think most of us would say that we have made ourselves so comfortable that Satan is singing a lullaby within us and lulling us to sleep. And it's a pitiful condition to be in. And I found myself in that particular situation. My bed is too comfortable. My home is too comfortable. My job is too comfortable. I'm too comfortable knowing that Christ is within me without that desperate need, that groaning within that we speak about that he needs. He needs us to be along with him, intercessors, so that the sufferings of our neighbors, of our family members, of our church members, of our work, co-workers, we can intercede along with the Lord for them to have freedom in Christ, to be set free. Our emancipator, the one who redeemed us, who set us free from the bondage of slavery, is warring in our members to continuously set us free by this law of spirit of life that is operating within our members.
Amen.
What is our response? My response on Saturday was, I woke up late, I was happy, and I was comfortable. And we need to be uncomfortable. We need to set our faces to seek the Lord for this world, for the dying people who don't know that the law can operate within them to set them free.
Amen.
May we be those people who groan within ourselves with an utterance that we cannot even begin to comprehend, but that we can intercede with Christ on behalf of those who are suffering so that he can return.
Amen.
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 How we should approach the Lord without any agenda, but just to spend time with the Lord. And there is a prayer here on day one. Lord, I just come to you to touch you. I have nothing to ask of you. I do not even like to ask you to do anything for me. I just like to remain in touch with you. And then earlier in that day, the more you're in touch with the Lord without asking him to do something for you, without deciding to do something for him, without attempting to please him, there will be a kind of automatic working within you to eliminate the sinful flesh. The negative things within you will be reduced and eliminated. It's not that you overcome something or that you kill something, but there's an automatic killing.
Yes.
While you remain in the touch with the Lord, the law of the Spirit of life works.
Amen.
And I just really appreciate it because we were fellowshipping with some saints and there was one said, but what, like, do we have to pray that prayer and mean it? Like, what if I don't mean that I want to just spend time with him? I actually have things to ask of him, you know? And I just appreciated that. That's such an honest heart. And Brother Lee says in Lessons for New Believers, he says, prayer that contacts God consists of words spoken genuinely from the heart. So I just appreciate it. If you don't mean that prayer, you don't have to pray that prayer. You can pray the prayers that are coming up in your heart. And I remember Brother Ron said one time, imagine if a daughter were to ask a father, like, Dad, can I have a pony? And the dad, of course, like, we can't have a pony, you know, but he just appreciates that his little girl would come to him to contact him. Can I have a pony, you know? And then maybe the dad's like, well, we can't have a pony for this and that reason, but how about a goldfish, you know? And then you can have this kind of contact with God. And that the relationship is what is precious. It's not whether or not you can get a pony, you know? And Brother Lee, Brother Nee, in a booklet called Tell Him, he says, we should realize that when we have a thorough talk with the Lord and pour out our heart to him, our intimacy with the Lord is one step further. And we know him a little more. Intimate contact with him at these times is hundreds of times better than our ordinary fellowship with him. By these contacts, we advance in life. And I just thought that was so sweet. I think the enemy would like for us to believe that to switch on is like this big endeavor or this big sacrifice. But it's actually just making motion toward God. And James says, if you make motion towards God, he will make motion towards us. And it's this touch that causes the law of the Spirit of life to work.
Yeah.
So I hope that we can have our veils removed as to what it means to switch on and just practice to be in contact with the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it's wonderful to hear the members of the body overflow their enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. What a nice week, right? What a wonderful reality. Let me just. Christ as the emancipator.
Amen.
And the one who makes us more than conquerors.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Christ is our emancipator. Not by acts, but by a law, right? It's not that we have a situation we want to be freed from, and so we set about to fast and pray so that that situation, we can be released from it. No, he operates according to a law. A law of a higher life.
Amen.
Actually, right, the highest life in the universe. We all know what it's like to be in the human life, right? The human life really is a life of bondage, right? You're in bondage to a life that only lasts 80 years, 100 years, right? That's a bondage. That's a bondage. And but there's a way to be emancipated, emancipated, released from that. And so this week, it was so good. It was all about Romans chapter 8, right? The law of the Spirit of life. You know, Paul, he realized, oh, wretched man that I am. This is what we are without Romans chapter 8. But guess what, saints? Hallelujah. We've been born in the New Testament age, right? There's another life available. And with this life, there is another law that operates in us with spontaneous power. And this life has what? Just like every light, it has certain innate characteristics, innate qualities, right? An apple tree has the innate character and quality of producing apples. That's just what it does. It doesn't matter how adverse the circumstances are, that life prevails. That life produces apples. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how adverse the environment is. It doesn't matter what we pass through. The life that is in our spirit has certain innate characteristics, a spontaneous power, and it produces sons.
Amen.
It produces sons of what? Children of God.
Amen.
That what? Become members of the body of Christ.
Amen.
So really, this is the secret of the universe. Amen. Romans chapter 8, the law of the Spirit of life. So we, like Brother Alex shared, right? Yeah. We need to know how to switch on, right? We want to be in the experience of this life. Right. And I really like the six items, right? Switching on. We need to walk according to the Spirit, right? There's a lot of ways of walking. We can walk according to the way people think we should walk, or this theory or that theory. But hallelujah, in the fellowship of the church, we walk according to the mingled spirit.
Amen.
We walk according to the Spirit. We set our mind on the Spirit, right? We set our mind on that mysterious life that is inside of us.
Amen.
And we put to death the practices of the body.
Amen.
The body's got a lot of practices, all kinds of things it consoles itself in. Not just our physical body, right? Our psychological body. All kinds of things, right? All kinds of food, all kinds of activities, all kinds of things we run to when the stress are up. But guess what? When we touch our spirit, when we're enjoying our spirit, when we set our mind on our spirit, it's so easy. Spontaneously, we end up, we're in the meeting. We're in the meeting enjoying the Lord. We're in the meeting able to receive the testimony of another saint. Don't think it's a small thing to be able to enjoy what another member of the Christ shares, right? With what measure you measure, it will be measured to you. We're measuring a certain amount of hearing to hear the speaking of Christ in the members of the body.
Amen.
Because we have an appreciation for the prophesying that builds up the church.
Amen.
So we put to death the practices of the body, and we're led, right? We're led by the Spirit. There's something in us, and we choose to be led by that. We choose to be led by the anointing of the Spirit that is in us.
Amen.
And what happens? We cry, right? We cry, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I love you. Abba, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's something in us, right? We're just witnessing. And in our witnessing, there is the witnessing of God, right? God speaks to us. We realize we are out from God. There's something not of this earth that's going on in us. We say hallelujah, right? And then what happens? A lot of times we groan. I really, really like this. I really like this. A lot of times I can't come up with the words, but we don't have to. There's somebody else that intercedes for us, but we need to switch on. The way that we get him to intercede for us is we just groan. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, the world situation. Oh, Lord, it just doesn't match you. Oh, Lord Jesus, the saints. Oh, Lord Jesus, the saints in Russia. Oh, Lord Jesus, the saints in Ukraine. Lord Jesus, the body. What about us, right? What about the saints here in Austin? Lord Jesus, my family. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord, your will. I don't like expressing that old man. Yeah. I don't like expressing that old person. Yeah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. We care for God's interests. Amen. And that was point one. Okay. Point two, I'm already at my quota. But we more than conquer.
We more than conquer.
More than conquer through him who loved us.
Yeah.
Right? The motivating factor, he could just not bear to stay in the heavens.
Amen.
He had to come and pay the ultimate price.
Amen.
Because he loves us.
Amen.
And it said somewhere in the ministry this week, it's without reason. It's without reason. He doesn't love you because of a certain... It's without reason.
Amen.
Anthony, he loves you.
Amen.
Right? That means we can't mess it up. Right? He loves us. And what's so wonderful is the more we enjoy his love, the more he causes us to love one another. Right? The more we enjoy him, the more in our groanings we realize he just pours out. He starts to pray for the saints. Starts to pray for the other members. And that song hymn came to mind that said, Jesus is getting us together. Come and see the saints in one accord. His love is knitting us together
to the stature
of the fullness of the Lord. Amen. So we just need to spend time with him.
Amen.
Not care, not asking for things, right? Not trying to do things for him. We need to stop ourselves.
Amen.
Spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
Have our hearts softened.
Yeah.
Freed from all the other attachments.
Amen.
And love him to the uttermost.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I really appreciate the fact that Romans chapter 7 and Romans chapter 8 are spoken by the same person. And it's one chapter after the other.
Right.
Wretched man that I am.
Right.
And then, in Christ we more than conquer.
Amen.
Who can save me?
Amen.
But then it's, the law of the Spirit of life has freed me.
Amen.
What was the difference? Same person.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Almost the experience, like two extremes. What was the difference? He found the switch.
Amen.
After Paul's trial, probably for years, struggling, how do I get through this?
Amen.
He found the switch.
Hallelujah.
The switch is in us. It's been installed in us. The Spirit with our spirit.
Yes.
We get there, and it's hallelujah. Who can separate us from the love of God?
Amen.
In him, we more than conquer.
Amen.
May we all just practice switching on all week long, right?
Amen.
Finding the Spirit in our spirit. However you do it,
yes,
just find it, right? And get into the wonderful law of the Spirit of life that frees us. Okay, we have a number of announcements, and I'm not going to go through every one in detail, but before we do that, let's go ahead and just go section by section. And if you'd like to introduce yourself, if you're a visitor, if this is your first time, or if you're visiting from another locality, please introduce yourself so we can get to know you and your name. So in this section, any visitors? Right. Anybody else here? Okay, this section here.
My name's Chris Koth. I'm visiting from the church in Burlingame, which is just south of San Francisco. So I will say that when I spoke to some of the brothers and told them that I would be visiting Austin, it was several who said, oh, the church life is very strong in the Church of Austin. So I felt, well, I should definitely go. So apologies that I was late this morning, but like this brother, I also did a race yesterday, and it was a struggle to just walk. But praise the Lord. We are on a different morning revival. Slightly different, because even though it's a different morning revival, it's all the same words. So it's like it's hyperlinked. What we are in right now is life and building in Peter's epistles. I'm very much enjoying everything that the saints shared this morning about life and turning on that switch. And we're also enjoying that's for a purpose, that we are all being built together as living stones.
Amen.
And there are many, many, many rough edges on me that I felt if I could just come to spend time and be blended together with the saints here, maybe some of those pieces could be chipped away, and I feel that way this morning.
Amen.
How long have you been here for? How long?
Oh, I'm flying out in a couple of hours.
Oh, wow. Good to have you. Anybody else want to introduce themselves here?
I see them. They're conferencing over there. Olivia, you want to just say it?
Yes.
My name's Tori.
My name's Megan.
We're co-workers with Olivia.
Awesome.
We're traveling healthcare, so we're just in town for a couple of months. Yeah. So Olivia speaks highly of this place, and we wanted to come before we exit.
Awesome. Glad you made it.
Welcome.
Anybody else here? Okay. Here?
This
one more. Hey, we know you.
And I've got this brother named Sam Shari. He came in to visit for a wedding, and he needs to go to his own wedding. So somebody here.
Welcome, Sam. That's what happens when you don't introduce yourself.
I'm Sarah. I just visited here for a couple of days. Brother Louis I can come here today.
Yeah.
I'm very happy. Yeah. I was baptized in 2007, I think, in New Jersey. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, good to have you.
Amen.
Anybody else over here? You got to be careful, otherwise Greg's going to introduce you. Anybody here? Okay.
Stand down. Yeah. There's a one.
My name is Anthony. I'm a friend of Isaiah's. I'm glad to be here today and just thankful. And one thing God spoke to me today, that we can cease from our own struggling and striving.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you for having me.
Amen.
Welcome.
Brother Tony, he and I, we've been in touch since the 90s. We met each other at Motorola. I thank the Lord. He's given me a companion in the Lord.
Amen.
We've maintained our contact, and he moves around quite a bit, but now he's in Austin.
Amen.
And this brother loves fellowship.
Yeah. Amen.
I just want to encourage any brothers that want to get together with Tony. He loves fellowship.
Thank you, Lord, for Brother Tony.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going to read all the details here. I'm just going to read you the important items. And if you receive the email with the announcements, you can click on those links and get wherever you need to get. So there will be, as you already know, there will be a corporate table meeting tonight so that we can remember him at his table. That'll be 5:30. We have there's a fellowship time with Brother Peter Harvey. And that's going to be on this Tuesday, from 8 to 9 on Zoom. And it's open to any of the families who want to attend. It's actually in preparation for the family retreat that we're going to have in the first weekend of May. So the Zoom link is there provided. So if you want to join that Tuesday, 8 to 9, fellowship with Peter Harvey. There's a community sisters tea time. That will be next weekend on the 12th. Details there on the announcements. On the 13th, we have a busy spring, okay?
Yeah.
On the 13th, there's a church-wide picnic. So that's going to actually kind of be the thing that the sixth graders who are going to go to the sixth grade conference that same weekend, they're going to come back and join us during the church-wide picnic, and there's going to be opportunities for them to be baptized. So we'll have that next weekend in the back of the property, the picnic. So everyone is invited. And there will be some police officers out there helping to direct traffic. So if you can't park back here, don't leave. Park across the street, and there will be some law enforcement to be able to help the saints cross safely.
So it's right after morning meeting.
Yes, right after the morning meeting. And we probably will limit the parking back there because we don't want to have too many cars, you know, during the church picnic. So you may have to, even if you come to this meeting, you may have to park across the street. Yeah.
And you're welcome to invite any friends or...
Yes. Invite any friends to come and join. There's a care package for all the trainees who are attending the FTTA. And you can look at the details there. That's going to be on Saturday, April 19th. So you need to get those care packages ready before then. There's registration for the summer live semi-annual training. So that's going to be taking place this summer, and registration is now open. There's the full-time training center in London. We've been giving for that, and it seems like there's still an opportunity to give, so you can click on that link. A couple of upcoming events that haven't been announced yet. There's an outing next weekend for the college students. So if you're a college student and you want to go to Enchanted Rock outing, you can talk to Isai. The Enchanted Rock outing. Oh, okay. Or any
Alex.
Other. Or Alex. Well, he's gone. So Isai. So Central Texas 6th grade conference, I already mentioned that, and we've already registered for that. Churchwide picnic. There's a spring YP conference, Young People's Conference, and that's coming up here soon. The registration deadline is today. So if you have a young person and you have not registered for one of those conferences, today is the deadline. Wow. You can talk to me if you have any questions about that. And there's going to be an area-wide elders gathering here April 26th, and there's some need for some services there. So volunteers to help with setup, meal prep, coffee, snack service, and cleanup. So if you're available to help with that service, could they see Beth? You could see Beth if you're available to help with that service on April 26th. There's a family retreat, which we already mentioned, at the beginning of May, and the registration is still open, so please register if you have not registered for the family retreat. And finally, there's a Memorial Day conference that's going to take place in Phoenix, Arizona on May 23rd through 26th. Details are in the announcements. Okay, that's a lot, I know. There's a busy spring. Okay, I think that's it, right? Your children?
Yes.
Don't forget the children.
Let me see. Toddlers, it looks like everybody can be picked up in their respective cabins.
In their respective cabins.
Which is 102 for toddlers, K through third, 106, cabin 106, and fourth through sixth grade, cabin 107.
All right. We'll see you this evening.
All